This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
On Friday afternoon, we got a little more insight onto what the Rashee Rice hearing is all about. And I think it completely debunked the conspiracies that were out there about the Chiefs getting let off the hook by allowing Rice maybe to play the first 4 weeks. And that was the national narrative from some out there that the league is doing this on purpose. Well, listen to what Tom Pelissero had to say on NFL Network, and it clearly shows that, no, this was because the league wanted to come down very hard on Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice pled guilty last month to two third-degree felony charges stemming from a car crash at high speeds back in March of 2024. The expectation is Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for a portion of the 2025 season. The question now is how much? My understanding is the NFL initially proposed a lengthy suspension, double-digit games for Rashee Rice. The players' union and Rashee Rice's attorney and agents argued for a much shorter suspension, in part because there is no precedent for suspending someone for over half the season in a case like this. So as you mentioned, there is a September 30th hearing set before former federal judge Sue L. Robinson, who previously heard the initial Deshaun Watson case several years ago here. But there is still a possibility that the sides could come together and agree to a settlement on a suspension that would allow Rice to be suspended at the start of the season. If not, then he would be eligible for at least those first three games. But given the fact that not only the decision-making process, but potential appeals could extend that process into October or November if it goes before Judge Robinson, this is something then that could potentially jeopardize his availability for the postseason. A lot to consider as this case moves forward.
So a ton there from Tom Pelissero. We'll get to the very end there, what he mentioned with postseason in a second. But for starters, this should end any of the theories out there that the Chiefs and the league are colluding on giving them. No. The NFL, you heard it from Pelissero, wants to suspend Rashee Rice for more than 10 games. And he highlighted what Deshaun Watson got, what obviously Justin Tucker got as well. 12 games is absolutely crazy. And that's not me acting like Rashee Rice did not make a terrible mistake and should not have punishment.
And he should be suspended.
He absolutely should be suspended, and he will eventually be suspended. But there really is no precedent for him, based on even the charges that he has, no matter how serious they are, for 12 more plus games for a suspension. It is kind of crazy. You can see why the NFLPA and Rashee Rice said, whoa, we're going to go through a process that we have the right to go through via the CBA, which is a disciplinary hearing. So that's why it's September 30th. There is, as he said, a chance that they could still reach a settlement, and all of a sudden
they could offer six and he takes it.
We find out in a week that he just takes the six if the league's willing to go down to six, and they don't have to wait, and the suspension could still start week one. Otherwise, doesn't it feel like we could be waiting till November? Because hearing in September, on September 30th, let's say the judge takes 2 weeks. All of a sudden, it's middle of October. Let's say the judge comes back and says five games, and the league's like, no, not strong enough.
Which they didn't like with the Deshaun Watson, and then they appealed.
Not strong enough. Then the league could appeal, and all of a sudden, it's November 10th, and then it's a seven-game suspension. All of a sudden, he's suspended on the rest of the regular season.
I gotta say, that had to come as a pretty big shock to Rashee Rice when he sat in the little meeting and they said, All right, Rasheed, we've taken a look at the facts of the case, and we're thinking 10 games. And he's like, I'm sorry, what now? 10? Because Rasheed's right. And the NFLPA, this is the bigger thing. The NFLPA has to fight this for Rasheed Rice, not just him. They cannot let the NFL set a precedent of you get into a car accident, and because, and look, I get it. He did the things he did. He deserves to be punished, all the stuff. But they can't let them set the precedent of that's a 10-game suspension. Because this goes back to what we said before. Then it does put it on par with Deshaun Watson's suspension. That would be one of the longest suspensions in NFL history. And I understand what he did was wrong and what caused it. But like the only difference we're talking about is video, which always changes things, admittedly. And we understand that video constantly gets you in trouble in this case. But it's like, are you sure that this is the standard you want to set? 10 games? I wonder if this is because they really wanted 6 and thought if they offered 10, maybe they could find a number to do it. Because outside of that, I mean, you're just saying it's as bad as any suspension short of, you know, Ray Rice, if you're talking about like what we're looking at in this, because 10 games is crazy. So at this point, they wanted so many. I don't know how I can expect a settlement. I don't know how I can expect the NFL to come down to a number that Rasheed Rice is going to accept before Sue L. Robinson hears this on the 28th.
I think it's a slim chance. I won't say it's impossible that there's not a settlement before the date. But yeah, it doesn't look good for that to happen. I am also, though, I think when you have to revise whatever your expectation was for this, or do you think the NFL wouldn't appeal if the judge said it was a 4-game suspension? Because before I'd always said 4 to 6. I kind of find it hard to believe that this isn't going to end up with at least a 6-game suspension now, though, because let's say
the league, I still think it's the felony charges.
Like, if the league is at 12 and the judge looks and says there's no precedent, maybe she says, no, this is a 4-gamer. The league appeals, then maybe it gets up to 6 that way. Like, I still think 6 is where this settles now that we know what we know versus the 4 only. I guess the question would be, would the NFL appeal if it's only 6? Like, let's say the judge even said it's 6. Would the NFL want to appeal 6? Or is it, what's the number where the league wouldn't even try to appeal back? What do you think that number would be? 8?
6.
Okay. You think 6 they wouldn't appeal?
I think it's 6. They're just like, we'll take the 6. Because in the end, as we know from the original, the last case she heard in a hearing was the Deshaun Watson one in a similar, not similar criminal charges, obviously, but, you know, that's the last case she heard that had like a lengthy suspension. At that time, the report was the NFL wanted a full year. They wanted 16, 17 games gold. They wanted Deshaun Watson to be unavailable. And Deshaun Watson's camp wanted 4, which is pretty laughable considering the circumstances. They met at 10. Sue L., as you remember, was 5 or 6. She was
the difference, though.
She had a light touch, and she's still upped it closer to the NFL's number.
I don't know, though, if we go into this and you're like, I don't think you can expect the exact same result, though, because it's the judge that was more lenient on Watson, because they are two different cases. I understand this is what I've repeated this throughout the Rasheed Rice thing. I understand we get in this weird like moral argument of like what's worse, what's not worse. Despite the names and what Deshaun Watson allegedly has done and Justin Tucker, neither of those guys got criminally charged. Okay. I'm definitely not saying that it's okay with what they were allegedly doing, but they were not criminally charged. So does the judge eventually look at the Rice situation differently and say, yes, there's no precedent, but I also do have 2 felony charges to lean into and say, that's why a stiffer punishment does make sense. So yes, I agree with all of us. Anytime people are like, well, they only did 11 games
Addison's
for Watson.
Was a misdemeanor.
11 games for Watson. How can it be 12 for Rice? And I tend to agree with that. But the reason why we can't just assume this same judge is going to be lenient is because this time she can say, well, I have felony charges versus Watson and even Tucker. There were no criminal charges or let alone pleading guilty.
So you're saying that it could be 8 and that's just what it's bumped from 10 to 8.
But if it's 8 November 1st or October 1st, you're talking about missing every game before like 2 games before the playoffs. This is kind of a nightmare for Kansas City. This goes back to the original thing, which is if it's going to be 8, you'd rather be the first 8. Because weeks 7 through 15 stink. That's not a great time to be without your starting wide receiver, get your feet wet, get your offense rolling, then reinvent your offense, similar to how you had to do last year. Now, in this case, it is like just suffering a long injury, and I'm not saying those things don't occur, but for this case, for a healthy player to go with it, it should be more than 3. The truth is, Addison's case, because he's lucky enough that he didn't injure anybody or walk away from a scene, is a misdemeanor that he pled down to. Felony should probably equal more games than a misdemeanor.
I don't think the results
of your actions also matter. Sorry.
No, you're good. I don't think even from the beginning, neither one of us thought he should get the same punishment as Jordan Addison. I mean, I think it should obviously be more than Jordan Addison. I always thought 4 to 6. Now seeing where the NFL's at, again, I think 6 to 8 is my updated range of suspension. I still think above 10 is a bit strong, but I understand. I understand why the NFL can view it differently than even the Deshaun Watson situation, despite the PR backlash they were facing, and they've faced more backlash for that than they have at any point for the Rice stuff. But we are talking about still pleading guilty to 2 felonies and eventually serving 30 days of jail time at some point in the next 5 years.
I'm guessing that's why the NFL wanted to hammer him. And maybe they're trying to make this corrective behavior, but they're not the first player to get busted driving super fast. Now, he drove super fast and then didn't control his car.
I mean,
and then left the scene of the accident.
But he is, though. I mean, like, he is the first. I mean, other than the worst of all cases, which cost someone their life, Henry Ruggs, that's why he's in prison. This is the only other player I can think of that was speeding at the speed he was, that got caught on camera leaving the scene of an accident, did cause some bodily harm to people involved, and is going to have to serve jail time. Like, this is a unique circumstance.
It totally is. We said that from the beginning. What's really difficult is, like, if you're Robinson and you're trying to make the decision on these suspensions, how do you parse? All three parties are driving 140 miles an hour. Let's just say 125 miles an hour. Addison, Ruggs, and Rice. One kills a person. That's pretty obvious. That person's going to go to jail for a very long time and not play in the NFL anymore. One was driving 140 miles an hour and was fortunate enough not to hurt anybody. One was driving 125 miles an hour and did hurt somebody and crashed their car. So if you and I both drive 140 miles an hour in the car, there are different criminal punishments to go with it, right? If I'm just speeding, I'm in trouble for going 125, 140 miles an hour. But if I don't cause an accident, I don't also have all the criminal stuff that comes with causing an accident and hurting people. How do you parse that out in an NFL game perspective? That's unknown.
Yeah.
The NFL decided hammer them. They decided it was tantamount to triple the punishment to get in the accident. And I feel like if you're an outside arbiter, that's going to feel higher. You both did the action. One person's action ended up, the dangerous activity caused a more dangerous thing. That's why he's in more trouble legally. Double? 6 enough? 8 enough? Like, I don't know what. You asked me what the NFL would agree to. What do you think Rice would sign on the dotted line today? NFL came to him and they said six games.
Six.
Does he just sign the paper?
I think anything more than six, so, and he wants to go through the disciplinary hearing. I don't know it to be a fact, but that's my guess on it. Someone else mentioning, like, and this is a scenario that, like, we see anytime we talk about NFL punishments, and there is still the simple reality that they are not handled the same way as you and I. Like, so, like, this text, I understand the text, but it's not relevant. Someone texted in and said, guys, I'd be fired from my job if I did what Rice did. Right. Yeah. But again, we don't have this. It's just a different world. It's just a different world. They are the 1% of the 1% of what they do. And people also, in their case, have a union behind them. They have collectively bargained a process for punishment. Like, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that are also part of a union and have more rights to bargain and stuff. But majority of people are not part of a union. And so, yeah, like, if Cody and I did this exact same thing, no kidding, we would be fired, obviously.
I'd be going to jail for a lot more than 30 days.
It wouldn't be just 30 days behind bars either, yes.
And
that's just also, like, we could go for years of athletes and celebrities. Mm-hmm. It is treated differently. But he also, from an employment perspective, he's part of a union. He has the right to do. He collectively bargained for that. This is their opportunity that they have. Their employer has allowed an agreement for this to happen.
And then people mentioned Jalen Carter, who obviously was involved in a crash that eventually killed 2 people when they were racing, and he was driving over 100 miles an hour in one of the vehicles before he was in the NFL. If he was in the NFL, we would have had a precedent for Rashee. The truth is, we might have had a precedent for Rashee Rice's, or maybe he would have been suspended for a year. We don't know. And the circumstances around, like, he was not intoxicated, I think, at the time of the crash, Jalen Carter's reportedly. I think the person he was racing was at the time. And, like, he wasn't in the league. And so, like, it is a messy situation. I'm not pretending like it's an easy, like, just decide a number of games. The NFL knows whatever number of games is decided on this is now the number of games they suspend people for. I think that's why they're taking it so serious on this one.
I also think
if this exact circumstances occurs again, they want to make sure it's a serious deterrent.
Yeah, and I think, as someone pointed out on the text line, and we've brought this up a few times in the past, like, the Henry Ruggs situation being the worst of worst cases, literally somebody lost their life, and obviously that's why Henry Ruggs is behind bars. That, to me, is also why the NFL is looking for a stiffer punishment for this. Another strong, you know, deterrent shouldn't even need this for it to be a deterrent not to do something like this, but you get what I'm saying. Like, the NFL probably once again wants to make sure that it is very clear of not only can you cost someone their life, but here's the consequences for your career if you put yourself in a spot and put somebody else in the same spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.